Hi. This is the third part of software testing interview questions. This podcast includes frequently asked software testing questions that can help you easily crack any testing interview, so let's get started. Question 41. What is the meaning of pesticide paradox? Answer. The pesticide paradox refers to the phenomenon where the use of pesticides intended to control pests actually leads to an increase in pest populations over time. It occurs due to the development of resistance in pest populations, as well as the disruption of natural predator-prey relationships. Question 42. What is defect triage? Answer. Defect triage is a process used in software development and testing to prioritize and assign severity levels to reported defects or issues. When users or testers identify problems in a software application, the defects need to be evaluated and categorized based on their impact and urgency. Defect triage helps in managing the influx of reported issues and ensures that the most critical defects are addressed promptly. Question 43. Specify different types of integration testing. Answer. Here are some common types of integration testing: Big Bang testing, Sandwich testing, Top-down testing, Bottom-up testing, Incremental testing, Stub testing, Mock testing. Question 44. What is equivalence class partitioning? Answer. Equivalence class partitioning is a software testing technique used to systematically divide input data into groups or classes that are expected to exhibit similar behavior. The goal of this technique is to reduce the number of test cases required to adequately test a system while still providing effective coverage. Question 45. Define boundary value analysis? Answer. Boundary value analysis is a software testing technique used to determine test cases at the boundaries or edges of the input domain of a system. The input domain refers to the range of valid and invalid values that can be accepted by a software application. Question 46. What is a cause-effect graph? Answer. A cause-effect graph, also known as a cause and effect diagram, is a graphical tool used to identify and understand the various causes that contribute to a particular effect or problem. It is widely used in various fields such as project management, quality control, and problem solving. Question 47. Difference between manual and automation testing? Answer. Manual testing and automation testing are two different approaches to software testing. Here are the key differences between them. 1. Execution method. In manual testing, the test cases are executed manually by a human tester. In automation testing, the test cases are executed using automated testing tools or scripts. 2. Test case creation. In manual testing, the test cases are created manually by the tester based on the requirements and specifications of the software application. In automation testing, the test cases are created using programming languages or specific tools. 3. Speed. Manual testing is time-consuming and can be slower compared to automation testing. Automation testing is faster and more efficient as it can execute a large number of test cases quickly. 4. Reusability. Test cases in manual testing are typically not reusable, as they are specific to the manual execution process. Test scripts in automation testing are reusable. Once created, they can be executed multiple times, allowing for regression testing and saving time. 5. Maintenance. Manual tests require constant manual effort for execution, even when changes are made to the software. Automation tests require initial effort in script creation, but once created, they can be easily maintained. 6. Human judgment. Manual testing allows human testers to apply their knowledge, experience, and intuition to explore the software application and identify potential issues. Automation testing is limited to the predefined test cases and scripts. It cannot provide the same level of judgment and intuition as a human tester. 7. Suitability. Manual testing is suitable for exploratory testing, ad hoc testing, and usability testing where human judgment and creativity are crucial. Automation testing is suitable for repetitive tasks, regression testing, performance testing, and large-scale testing where speed, accuracy, and efficiency are important. Question 48. What are the different phases of software testing lifecycle? Answer. The software testing lifecycle includes test planning and analysis, test design and implementation, test execution, test results analysis, test closure. Question 49. What do you mean by defect cascading? Answer. Defect cascading refers to a situation in which a single defect or failure in a system or component triggers a chain reaction of other defects or failures in interconnected or dependent parts of the system. It occurs when a defect propagates or spreads throughout the system, causing a domino effect of subsequent issues. Question 50. Difference between smoke and sanity testing? Answer. Here are the key differences between smoke testing and sanity testing, based on various factors. Purpose. Smoke testing is conducted to verify whether the major functionalities of a software application are working as expected after a build or a release. Whereas, the sanity testing is performed to ensure that the specific changes or modifications made to a software application have not introduced any critical issues. Scope. Smoke testing focuses on testing the most important features or functionalities of the software application to ensure its basic functionality is intact. However, sanity testing focuses on testing the specific areas or functionalities that have been changed or updated. Execution. Smoke testing is typically performed in a superficial manner and involves running a subset of test cases that cover the core functionalities. On the other hand, sanity testing involves running a set of test cases targeted at the modified functionality to ensure its correctness and compatibility with the rest of the system. Timing. Smoke testing is performed early in the testing process, usually immediately after a build or a deployment. In contrast, sanity testing is usually conduct performed when a build or a release is stable enough to undergo a more thorough evaluation depth. Smoke testing is not concerned with detailed testing or extensive test coverage. Its purpose is to provide a quick indication of the stability of the application. While sanity testing is more detailed than smoke testing and focuses on the specific areas of change to ensure they are functioning as expected. Question 51. Define the term configuration management. Answer. Configuration management is a set of practices and processes used to systematically manage and control the configuration of software, hardware, or any other system throughout its lifecycle. It involves identifying and documenting the configuration items that make up a system, controlling changes to those items, and ensuring that the system's current state is known and consistent. Question 52. What is agile testing? Answer. Agile testing is an approach to software testing that aligns with the principles of agile development methodologies, such as Scrum or Kanban. It emphasizes continuous feedback, collaboration, and flexibility throughout the software development lifecycle. Question 53. Why agile testing is important? Answer. Here are some key reasons why agile testing is important. 1. Early and continuous feedback. By integrating testing throughout the development process, issues can be identified and addressed early on, reducing the chances of major defects or functional gaps in the final product. 2. Flexibility and adaptability. Agile methodologies, such as Scrum, allow for flexibility and adaptability in development. Testing is an integral part of this iterative approach, ensuring that changes and updates can be incorporated smoothly. 3. Collaboration and communication. Agile testing emphasizes collaboration between different stakeholders. It fosters better communication, shared understanding, and knowledge sharing, leading to improved product quality and faster issue resolution. 4. Risk mitigation. Agile testing helps in identifying and mitigating risks early in the development lifecycle. By performing regular testing and gathering feedback, potential issues and bottlenecks can be identified and addressed proactively. 5. Continuous improvement. Agile testing promotes a culture of continuous improvement. By regularly reflecting on testing practices and outcomes, teams can identify areas for enhancement, optimize their testing strategies, and increase efficiency over time. 6. Customer satisfaction. Agile testing helps ensure that the end product meets customer expectations and requirements. Early and frequent testing allows for the validation of features, usability, and overall quality throughout the development cycle. Question 54. What is data flow testing? Answer. Data flow testing is a software testing technique that focuses on verifying the correct flow and transformation of data within a program or system. It aims to identify defects and errors that may occur due to incorrect handling, manipulation, or propagation of data throughout the software. Question 55. What is the difference between retesting and regression testing? Answer. Retesting is the process of executing test cases that previously failed or had issues to verify if the reported defects have been fixed correctly. It is typically performed after the identified issues have been resolved by the development team. The aim of retesting is to ensure that the specific problems or bugs discovered in the earlier testing phase have been resolved successfully and that the affected functionality now works as intended. It does not involve executing the entire set of test cases, but rather concentrates on the modified or impacted parts of the software. Regression testing, on the other hand, is a comprehensive testing process conducted to ensure that changes or modifications made to the software do not unintentionally introduce new defects or regressions in previously working functionality. It involves retesting the entire system or a significant portion of it, including both the modified areas and other related parts of the software that might be affected due to the changes. It helps to ensure that the existing features continue to function correctly after modifications, enhancements, or bug fixes have been made. Regression testing aims to provide confidence that the overall system integrity has been maintained and that new problems have not been introduced during development or maintenance activities. Question 56. What is Selenium? Answer. Selenium is an open-source software framework used for automating web browsers. It provides a way to interact with web pages and perform various actions such as clicking buttons, filling forms, extracting data, and navigating through different pages. Selenium supports multiple programming languages including Python, Java, C#, and Ruby, making it a popular choice for web application testing and web scraping. Question 57. Name the different kind of locators in Selenium. Answer. To identify web elements precisely, we have different types of locators in Selenium which are as follows. ID. Name. XPath. DOM. CSS selector. Tag name. Link text. Class name. Partial link text. Question 58. Explain what is XPath. Answer. XPath, XML path language, is a query language used to navigate and extract information from XML documents. It is a language designed to select nodes or elements within an XML document by specifying their location and relationships. Question 59. What is the meaning of ad hoc testing? Answer. Ad hoc testing is a type of software testing that is performed without any formal test plans, test cases, or predefined test scripts. It is an informal and unstructured approach to testing where the tester explores the software system, identifies potential defects, and executes test scenarios on an ad hoc basis. Question 60. Explain what is exit criteria? Answer. Exit criteria, also known as exit conditions or completion criteria, are specific conditions that must be met before a project, phase, or process can be considered completed and ready for closure or transition to the next stage. Exit criteria serve as objective benchmarks that define the minimum standards or expectations that need to be fulfilled. Thank you for listening to our podcast.